With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ohio is in the national political spotlight as voters in the state decide the fate of an abortion-related constitutional question.
Voters today are deciding whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, including fertility treatments. Advocates on both sides of the issue are watching the outcome for signs of voter sentiment heading into 2024. In Ohio, voter approval of the constitutional amendment known as Issue 1 would undo a 2019 state law passed by Republicans that bans most abortions at around 6 weeks into pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape and incest. That law is currently on hold because of court challenges. I'm Donna Water.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will bear overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period of time after the war with Hamas is over.
The statement's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over the coastal enclave that's home to some 2.3 million Palestinians. In an interview with ABC News aired late Monday, Netanyahu expressed openness to little pauses in the fighting to facilitate the release of some of the more than 240 captives seized by Hamas in its October 7 attack into Israel, which triggered the war exactly a month ago. But there was no agreement on President Joe Biden's call for a broader humanitarian pause. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the IRS says it's about 3 months ahead of schedule on going paperless, allowing taxpayers to digitally file all kinds of tax documents with the agency. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points. This is SRN News. Britain's state church moves closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. A guilty verdict in a case stemming from a tragedy at sea.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Jerry Boylan was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of a ship's officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute colloquially known as seaman's manslaughter that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. Boylan was the only person to face criminal charges connected to the fire. He could get 10 years behind bars. Keith Peters reporting.
An 11-year-old boy killed in a weekend drive-by shooting in Cincinnati has been identified. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office identifies Dominic Davis as the victim of a homicide. As of now, no arrests. More details, SRNnews.com.